Thank you, Justin. Good morning, everybody. The Iowa baseball team will look to complete the season sweep of Bradley, hosting the Braves for a Tuesday midweek game. Later on this afternoon at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City, the Hawkeyes winners of four straight and seven of its last 10 games bring a 20-12 overall record into the matchup. The Hawks downed Milwaukee on the road and swept Minnesota in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes outlasted Bradley in their last meeting 9-8 in 11 innings back on April 6 in Peoria, Illinois. As next up, the Hawks will travel to Piscataway, New Jersey for a three-game series against Big Ten leading and eighth-ranked Rutgers this coming Friday through Sunday. The first pitch time moved up to 4:05 this afternoon, and admission is just $2. To the world of men's college basketball, Tyrese Hunter is one and done as far as Iowa State men's hoops is concerned. The speculation that started late last week became a reality yesterday. The Big 12's freshman of the year is in the transfer portal less than a month after Hunter said, quote, Iowa State will be back following the Midwest Regional Sweet 16 loss against Miami. Hunter is transferring, presumably for better name, image, and likeness financial opportunities. The Racine, Wisconsin native's departure is a major blow for a program that hoped to build next season's roster around him. After averaging 11 points and 4.9 assists during an average of almost 32 minutes played per game, Hunter was expected to be the face of the program next season and beyond. Duke big man Mark Williams is entering the NBA draft. The 7'1", 242-pound sophomore announced his decision in a social media video last night. Williams is ranked as the number 18 draft prospect by ESPN. He was a finalist for the National Defensive Player of the Year. He averaged 11 points and 7 boards a game and ranked 12th nationally with almost 3 blocks per game. Williams also shot 70% through 2 college seasons and improved at the foul line. He started all 39 games for Duke last season, helping the Blue Devils reach that Final Four. And Vanderbilt guard Scottie Pippen Jr. is entering the NBA draft as well. Pippen announced his decision last night on social media. He thanked Nashville and Vanderbilt fans for making him feel at home and shaping him into the person and player he is today. Pippen also thanked Coach Jerry Stackhouse, his other coaches and teammates and professors, as Pippen tested his NBA draft stock a year ago before returning to play his junior season with the Commodores. He went from second in the Southeastern Conference in scoring to first this season, averaging 20 points a game. Speaking of the NBA, fourth night of the playoffs with three games last night. Philadelphia trumped Toronto 112-97. It was Dallas past Utah 110-104 to even up that series. And Golden State goes up 2-0 over Denver 126-106. In the NHL, these winners, Vancouver, Calgary, Washington, New Jersey, Carolina, and Seattle. To the world of Major League Baseball, Seiya Suzuki extended his hitting streak to 9 games, tying Akinori Iwamura for the longest by a Japanese-born player at the start of a Major League career, and the Cubbies slid past the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2 on a cold and snowy night in the Windy City. Suzuki singled to left, leading off the fourth inning, matching the mark that Iwamura set with the Rays in 2007, and tying Andy Pafko's record for a Cubs player at the start of his career set back in 1943. Suzuki was thrown out by the left fielder trying to stretch his hit to a double. That was the only Air League game on the schedule yesterday. In the AL, the White Sox and the Guardians of Cleveland were postponed. Minnesota beat Boston yesterday afternoon 8-3. It was Houston over the LA Angels by that same score. Baltimore lost to Oakland 5-1. In the National League, two games postponed because of weather. Arizona at Washington and San Francisco at the New York Mets. The Dodgers beat the Braves 7-4. It was Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 6-1. Colorado passed Philadelphia 4-1. The Reds fall to the San Diego Padres by that same score. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.